Coast Marketing Radio Network. Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee show. Every Thursday, this segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. If you're listening live, today is December 8th, 2016. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 440. We're wishing you would call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Green Monday, the second Monday in December, 4 days away, Griff.
Yeah, I know. It's the biggest online shopping day in December for eBay over the past decade. And based on past years, top-selling inventory for Green Monday was in fashion, toys, shoes, watches, and jewelry. I suspect that will be the same this year. It's a day where last-minute shoppers are seeking to get the gifts still on their shopping list and at great value and quickly. Make your plans to join in the sales fury. Get that stuff up and listed.
My big tip of the day is to make sure you check your computer every single day. Let me tell you what happened.
Uh-oh.
I sold something yesterday. I didn't look at my computer yesterday.
Yes.
Didn't hear any ka-chings on my phone. Nothing. My Uncle Al's birthday, so we all went for a birthday brunch yesterday, and the day was pretty much taken up, right?
Yeah.
And we haven't sold anything in a while because I haven't been listing. So here I turn on my computer this morning, and we sold a pair of shoes yesterday. Isn't that a coincidence?
What a coincidence.
Because we talked about selling shoes on eBay.
Oh, yes, we did.
Just the other day. And so check every day, people.
Yeah, you should have your phone set so it alerts you.
Well, it used to. I don't know what happened. I'm going to have to go and check this afternoon after we furiously get it out. Because normally, as soon as I hear that ka-ching, I go on and I print out that, you know, the label immediately.
Yes.
And, you know, they already paid, so I would give them, you know, feedback, do the whole thing.
Of course.
And I feel a day behind, but I'm not really, because I do one day. And it was sold yesterday, so as long as I get it in the mail today, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's right. You did good, but thank heavens you checked.
Yeah, I need my ka-chings.
You need them.
So I sent you an email a few minutes ago.
Did you?
And it had a link in it. And it's really funny because I couldn't get the link to work in the email, but I'm wondering if you could get that link to work.
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, great. Because it's a fun, I thought we'd have a little fun with this because I looked at all the questions carefully. Can you see the quiz?
I can.
Yeah, I thought we'd do it in the form of a quiz this time.
Yes.
You know, pick the best of.
All right.
You know, which is the correct answer, you know, choice.
Right.
So if anybody's interested in winning a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, anytime during the next 2 hours. And we'll just, we'll take them in order, Griff, like number one, two, et cetera.
And, I'm reading through them now to make sure that they're radio appropriate.
Yeah, I think they are. You can just tell me which one to do next, and that's what we'll do. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. We'd love to hear from you, and you have a chance to win a $25 gift certificate. What we're going to do is it's multiple choice question is what it's going to be. One question per
Groovy.
Caller. Okay. Also, Griff, I looked up the holiday carrier deadline. Man, it's approaching fast.
Of course it is. So that's how time moves forward.
It's horrible, and it gets worse, too.
Well, it's all right. Someday you die, and then it's over.
And then it's all gone.
Right.
Yeah. So it's the 8th of December, and USPS Domestic Products Retail Ground deadline is the 15th.
Jeez.
7 days. Media mail's also the 15th. First class package is the 20th. Somebody's birthday that we know and love.
The 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Whose birthday is that?
Hello.
That we know and love.
That's your co-host.
Oh, do you have a birthday still?
Me.
I thought you run out of those after a certain number of years.
Then Priority Mail's the 21st, the day after my birthday, and then Priority Mail Express is the 23rd.
So everyone's made a note of that? December 20th?
Lee's birthday.
There's no excuses if you're a listener?
That's it.
You'll be called to task if you don't remember.
Yes, the 20th.
You don't ask, you don't get.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's, I know how that works.
So you can also call us to get a listing dish. We love to do listing dishes on Thursday because we have so much more time because we don't have guests on. So if you'd like to have a listing dish, we'd love to hear from you. And Griff, you want to tell them how to get in touch with us if they can't call in?
Well, carrier pigeon is a good way.
It is.
No, you just, well, if you can't call in, I believe there's a, if I remember correctly, there's a little contact us button somewhere. So
to the right, a contact us link.
Under station links on the eBay radio player?
Yes.
The same window that's playing this broadcast right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then fill out the web form and hit the submit button. We can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we'll certainly do our best. That's up talking. It's annoying.
And we have our first listing dish request of the day.
Really?
Yes. Carolyn from Kansas, known as Caroline's 1ST Attic. So I guess it would be Caroline's First Attic. And she's been selling on eBay since June as a hobby, she said.
Since June as a hobby.
We love these people who are selling as a hobby because we want to make them successful.
Well, we do.
She said, I'd really appreciate any suggestions you can give on my listing, and I have the item number.
Okay, let me bring a page up, and
me
we
too.
Can play. I love to play.
Okay.
Oh, it's making me sign in. Can you believe it?
I know.
Doesn't this machine know who I
doesn't
am?
Doesn't know who you are, jeez, obviously,
okay.
Griff.
All right, so let's go.
Okay, so it is 1724.
1724.
3314.
3314.
9894.
9894.
Right, and again, it's 1724, 3314, 9894. And, it's so lovely. Okay, you want to read the title?
Sure, it says VTG, Decorative Candy Dish Bowl, Fall Fruit Pears, Gold Castle, Japan, gold trim.
Okay.
I don't know why the VTG, I guess that's short for vintage.
It is.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, this is a person that's new, so tell her how you feel about it.
Yeah, I'm not a big one about the use of the word VTG or vintage.
And tell us why again.
It's not descriptive enough. And if you search on the word vintage, you get tons of stuff. It's just not an effective search term. I know some people are going to disagree with me and say, oh, there he goes again. He's spouting off things and I don't believe it. I don't agree. Well, I just don't think it's not a good word. The only time I use vintage in a title would be to describe a period of time from which the item was. So vintage as a word alone, technically, really doesn't mean anything. And I'll tell you why. You ask anyone and they'll say, well, vintage on Etsy means blah, blah, blah. Well, vintage on this chat board means, you know, anything before 1980. Well, vintage, no, it doesn't. That's just all stuff people are making up.
So if she had put vintage, let's say it's from 1950. She had put vintage 1950.
Yeah, then you've got something. You can say vintage or circa.
Right, which means around that time.
So circa has been used in the antiques business for a long time. And I remember that I won't mention names. There was a dear sweet antique, young pert lady antique dealer in the town that we lived in. And, she had been seeing the word, used a lot for different types of pottery. And she thought it was circa ware was a type of pottery. So she said she was looking for circa ware. I said, well, dear, circa what? Anyway, we're not born with the language built into our heads. So
I said Carolyn's user ID wrong. It's CIHutch23, and I just checked her email, and I had given out something else that was on there by mistake, but it's CIHutch23. So far, the only thing that you find in the item, she did pretty good. She's got a lot of keywords in there.
Well, she's not using – so she's put it in home, garden, home decor, decorative plates and bowls. I'm not so sure that's where this goes. So I
where would you put it?
Well, first what I would do is take Gold Castle, which is the brand apparently used on this, and I would go to eBay and I would search for Gold Castle. I have a suspicion this is going to be better served in another category. And here's Gold Castle. There's about 838 listings. And when I look at them, they are listed in pottery and glass, pottery and china, china and dinnerware, made in Japan. So I think your category is wrong. I would definitely, in fact, I found a bowl that's almost absolutely identical, and it is in that category. Again, top category, pottery and glass, subcategory, pottery and china, subcategory, china and dinnerware, subcategory, made in Japan. So I definitely would change the category. I think that's important.
Okay. And now what about the pictures?
Pictures are okay. They're really sharp. They're really big. I can zoom in.
Yeah,
I can
Carolyn,
see.
You're doing a great job with the pictures.
Pictures were fine, and we'll continue with this when we get back in just a moment. This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister for professional mobile optimized eBay listings. Call us 888-723-4630. You're listening to Ask Griffin Lee on eBay Radio.
Managing your online business can be complicated, but shipping doesn't have to be. Stamps.com makes shipping super simple. Whether you ship one item a week or lots of packages every day, Stamps.com's simple interface lets you print multiple shipping labels in seconds, so you can spend less time shipping and more time selling. And if you have multiple eBay accounts, you can import orders from each store into one interface. It makes shipping your orders from all stores really easy. Stamps.com gives you access to all USPS mail classes, along with the lowest available USPS rates. So for shipping, the choice is simple. Stamps.com. And here's a little bonus. Sign up and get a free 5-pound shipping scale. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. For the cost of postage and handling at Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. The word Christmas is Old English, a contraction of Christ's Mass. The first president to decorate the White House with a Christmas tree in the U.S. was Franklin Pierce. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. It's time for you to give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that phone number, get your pencil, 888-723-4630. And we're dishing.
We're dishing a listing. Carolyn could not call for whatever reason, so she sent in her listing request to us by, you know, on that contact us thing. So we're very happy.
Yeah, your pictures are sharp and clear and big and
there's not enough
wonderful.
Of them, though, I think. Huh? There's not enough.
What are you talking about?
Not enough pictures.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You think there's enough?
7, 8. Yeah, I think it's enough.
Okay. eBay gives you 12 for free.
You get 12, and I might have taken a picture of the dish straight on, you know, like a...
Yeah, without the ruler. Not the,
no, well, there is pictures of the dish without the ruler. I'm talking about from the side, you know, to see the height. But that's... Well, there is one with the ruler. I think
that's what I mean.
They're fine.
Okay.
They're fine. It's $9.99, $7 shipping, and the... Let's see, the description here is good. You know, you've done it pretty well. Mm-hmm. Please see all the pictures. I'm happy to send additional photos. Okay, I know you're happy to send them, but why even beg for the photos? So to Lee's point, I think your pictures are fine, and I think there are enough of them. But just take a picture of every side without at least one without the ruler. What other extra picture can someone ask for?
And I would leave that out because – I realize this is just a hobby for you right now, but it could turn into something. We're trying to help you become as professional as possible.
And Lee makes a good point, helping you be professional. I'll tell you why. Buyers don't care if you're a hobby seller or a merchant. They don't care. They expect you to play by the same rules as everyone. So I know for our purposes, when we're talking to you, if it's you're brand new and it's you view this as a hobby, that's great. But you can't convey that either overtly or subtly, covertly or subtext, to your buyers. It will turn buyers off. But you're doing fine. If I would not know from this listing that you're a new seller / or this is just
exactly.
A hobby. Because from what I see, it looks pretty professional.
Feedback score of 36, 100% positive feedback.
Well, it's new.
Tells
and
us
she has
a
store.
New,
yeah,
but,
she has a store.
And she has a store.
So except for the category and maybe cleaning up the title a little bit, I'd get the word ceramic in there, or if it's porcelain, I don't know if it is porcelain. I would get the material in the
title.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I don't know if it makes a difference. It looks to me... And I can't always be sure. I'm not sure if the proper brand is Gold Space Castle or Gold Castle. Most everything else I've looked at, the words gold and castle are separated. So I would consider separating that into two separate words. Just take gold, put a space between that and castle. Some of them have, well, I haven't seen any yet. I haven't seen any where it's one word. So.
No, they're both, well... Here's one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would.
They're
I
two
would just
words.
For clarity's sake, I would just put that. I make those two words since that is clearly in all the other listings I'm looking at. Exactly how it's done. And it looks also. I can't really say for sure. It looks like this may have been made over a long period of time. So it would be great to do a little research, right? And if I find here's one, it doesn't say this is like. It's like yours, but it's not giving me a rough date. I'd try to find out a little bit more about when the thing was made, so you can actually specify that. This was from the 30s or from the 40s, so that's clearer.
That would be good.
Yeah,
and it looks very neat. In and of itself, it looks like a professional listing.
Yes. That's what I said.
So we like that. You want to talk just a little bit about free shipping? Just, you know, what she might have gone through in her mind? Because it's $7 for
expedited shipping. From Wichita, Kansas is still on the line. Yeah, so I would say you might be better off. I'm not sure. In the collectible or pottery and glass categories, it's not uncommon to see shipping okay. broken out as a separate line item, but, you might want to consider, make sure that your cost is correct. Expedited shipping at $7.05 to me, that seems cheap. I wonder if you're undercutting yourself. Cause if it's expedited, I'm assuming that's priority. Let me see. Yes, U.S. priority, and she's also offering first-class package. But, well, that really ship. Maybe it's not very heavy. Maybe $7. Because $7 isn't a lot of money.
No, it isn't.
For shipping, no.
So basically what we're talking about here, Carolyn, is that some people would have made it $18 free expedited shipping.
Right.
Or free shipping.
Right. So if it doesn't sell, you may want to try that. See if that works.
Right.
I like your tape measure. I love the fact that it has those little the fractions underneath.
Yeah, it helps.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
I need all the help I can get. So this would be the tape measure from moi. Although I'm trying to move to metric. I know we were supposed to do that 40 years ago.
John and I sit there and do that, you know. What's the metric? We have a tape measure that's got both on it. Which
you
helps
know,
a little bit.
It seeps into you after a while. So, you know, you get an idea when someone says, I have a friend in London, and they say, well, it's 10 degrees today. Well, that's Celsius. It's not like Fahrenheit would be freezing. And then after a while, you begin to associate, oh, I know what 10 degrees mm-hmm. feels like in Celsius. Anywho, yeah, I like the listing overall.
I do, too.
I think you've done a good job. I think if you make those two changes, you might stand to find buyers quicker. And overall, other than the title, which is not bad, just I think you can improve it. I'd give this a 4.9.
Me too.
That's pretty good for a newbie.
No kidding. You're well on your way. I know you say you're a hobbyist, Carolyn, but who knows, honey? You could be calling us in 3 months saying, "Oh my God, I made money."
And employees are slacking off. How do I beat them into submission?
This is good. You've done well,
You've
Carolyn.
Done very well.
Thank you so much for thinking of us and for allowing us the privilege of dishing your listing. And if you're listening to this right now and you'd like a listing dish, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. And also, you know, give us a call if you'd like to get in on that trivia contest. We're going to give you...
We haven't even asked the question.
I know. Well, we can't. They're going to call in. It's choice.
It's choice.
Do you think I should? Well, what I thought we'd do a little different is have somebody call in and then we'd ask them the question while they're on.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Or not.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, I thought we'd just do something a little different.
Yeah, a little different.
So someone's having trouble listening to us.
Well, I know sometimes we're hard to take. But,
Tess says she had written me an email saying I can't. You know, listen, I tried to listen Tuesday and couldn't.
Oh.
Hi, Lee. Thanks for your reply. So right now you're live, right? It's 1 o'clock right now, Central Time.
Yeah.
I still can't figure out how to listen online through my laptop. Sorry to bother you. So here's what you do, Tess. Go to ebayradio.com, and I'm going to do this myself right now. Go to ebayradio.com, and... then over to the right, there's a column. It says group details up at the top. And then if you come down underneath, you see listen live or to past episodes. And if you click on listen live, it takes you to our player page. I'm just hoping this is working for us right now, Griff. I'm sure it is. Yep, it takes us to our what's playing on eBay Radio right now. And here it is. Playing live. So I'll turn it down here. So that's what you do. ebayradio.com. Click on the listen live link over to the right and you should get us. And Tess, you may want to check to make sure that your computer's speakers are turned on.
Well, that would help.
Well, that happens sometimes to people.
That
does
happen,
they don't realize.
Well, it's, you know, it's, hey, I make mistakes like this every minute of my life.
Yes, you do.
I'm constantly forgetting to do stuff.
So, Let me see what we've got here news-wise. Oh, Christmas traditions. Griff, do you know the legend of the pickle ornament?
I don't, but I think I'm going to.
It might be a German tradition or an American tradition. No one is really sure. But the last ornament placed on the tree after all the children have gone to bed is a pickle. And on Christmas morning, the first child to find the pickle on the tree might receive an extra present from Santa Claus or be said to have a year of good fortune or just be the first to open a gift that morning. And as the children get older, the pickle becomes smaller and harder to find.
Oh, boy, isn't that the truth?
Now, put in pickle ornaments on eBay.
Okay.
And to search.
I'm really, I have to hand it to you. You started in on this fully aware of what I might do, and you're so good. I have to admit that you're very good. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Call us if you ask with Alicia.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
When it comes to online selling, the future is mobile. ShipStation is already there. ShipStation's industry-exclusive mobile app lets you manage, ship, track, and more, all from your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet. You get all the power of ShipStation. With this unique mobile app, you can see all of your orders, receive new order alerts, create and print branded shipping labels at discounted rates, even view and track shipments with multiple carriers. In short, you can manage and process just about every aspect of fulfillment. You can even get order alerts on your Apple Watch. No more rushing back to the office or being tied to a computer. Ship easy with ShipStation Mobile. For a 30-day free trial of ShipStation, go to ShipStation.com. Again, that's ShipStation.com. Get ship done anywhere, anytime.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Electric lights for Christmas trees were first used in 1895 when President Grover Cleveland set up a lighted Christmas tree in the White House. The general public began to notice, and it stuck. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network. Listen while you list.